Hi everyone, my name's Omar.
And my name is Lorraine, and welcome to a brand new Insights podcast.
This podcast will help creatives like yourself figure out what university is all about.
We'll be chatting about all things from picking the correct degree for you, utilising that 27 grand and finding that creative confidence.
And the intros.
Yep.
All right. Cool. Hi everyone.
Hi guys.
Hi. So, yeah, today in this podcast, we are going to be analysing or talking about...
Analysing.
No, we're going to be discussing Lorraine's experience and a little bit of advice she can give you, especially while she's in university.
Yeah.
I think this would be really important for prospective students or even current students right now, and just to kind of get like a little piece of your mind on particular aspects. So right now you're studying, what are you studying again? Remind the people.
Right now I'm studying creative direction for fashion, and I'm in my third year currently taking a break. But
you're at LCF,
yeah, London College of Fashion.
And so what's your experience been like in on the course?
Oof, where do I even begin?
Yeah, how's it been?
Do you know what? It has been really good. I think it's still a learning process, mm-hmm. learning curve. Mm-hmm. It's up and it's down. But do you know what? For the most part, it has been really good. I think I like the comfort of university.
Yeah, uni's nice.
Yeah, it's the comfort of it. Yeah. Like the industry, whether it's fashion, film, music, whatever, it is massive.
Yeah.
And it can be really intimidating and daunting. And I think having university as like a safe space makes me still feel like a baby.
But obviously, like with that, it's like university is also teaching you like this is what the industry is about. But and also while you're doing your internships, because you do internships while you've been studying, which we all suggest is a good thing, that everyone should be
everyone
doing.
Should check that
everyone
out.
Should do. But you've been given kind of like this insightful sort of world, like the insight into a world which could be quite chaotic, could be quite massive, intimidating. But as you're going through it, you kind of, I don't know, do you come to a point where you're more at ease with the idea of working in the industry? Or do you feel like now it's like, oh, okay, you know what, there's more that I need to learn.
There's definitely more always that I need to learn. Like, because as soon as you know one thing, you realize you don't know 10 other new things.
Mm.
But I think it puts me more at ease being more into it and doing work experience and talking to people other than just my tutors or my friends. Because obviously these are the real life people you have to work with.
Yeah.
So I think it's just constantly being on set or being around people that's preparing me for this job or that job or that job.
Yeah.
But it has been a roller coaster. Even before uni, like picking the degree I wanted to do was up and down. Like I wanted to be a fashion designer.
Yeah.
And then a foundation diploma later, I wanted to be a creative director. It's not been smooth sailing. It's been very like, oh, I like this, I like this, I like this. I don't like that, don't like that. But do you know what? The best thing about uni is the fact that it gives you the opportunity to fall into so many different things and experiment with so many different things. And eventually I think I got to a point where I was like, I like so many things that I kind of have to cater my course to what I want to do.
Right.
And I think a lot of people don't realise that you can do that and you can make that connection. I think it's very overwhelming when you have to decide on your career at like 18.
Yeah.
You're like, I want to be a fashion designer, right? What will be the next Alexander McQueen? And it's like, it's like, whoa, that's already that. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's already there. Like, that's fine.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that.
Yeah.
But I think there's a lot of pressure on having to do the job that your degree name says.
Okay. Yeah. I get you.
And I think I realized that in third year, because also on my degree, it's very different because you can do so many different things.
Yeah.
But like, I was around people that wanted to be singers, animators, design apps. And I was like, I don't want to do any of these things, but they're all in the same course as me. Am I on the wrong course? And you will get that a lot. Like, you will be on the course and you really love it, but then you'll be like, oh, am I on the wrong course?
Yeah.
I'm at the wrong uni. It's constant, constant, constant. But I guess the way I found confidence in myself is talking to people. And I know it sounds like, what do you mean? But it just sounds like, it sounds so stupid.
Yeah.
But it's so important to have people around you or talk to the people that are already in the direction that you want to go into, because it kind of like helps you figure out you're on the right track for yourself.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean about catering your course to yourself. So like I said, on my course, I was surrounded by people that wanted to be business owners and this and that. And I didn't necessarily have an interest in that. Like, I want to make music videos and build festival sets and do fashion shows and catwalks. And I'm next to someone that wants to make a makeup brand. Yeah. And
you want to direct these
projects. I want to direct these projects. Mm. So I had to essentially find tutors or mentors or people that already do that and just be like, hi, like, kind of need some help. And then they kind of advise me to cater my course to the direction I want to go into, which means for me, like, when I had a university brief, I would tailor it to an outcome of my interest. So where people were tailoring it to like an app because they were into like app design, I would tailor mine to like a set design or a storefront or a particular advert or a short film because I like directing. And I guess it really gave me the confidence to be like, yes, this is me, because I would have been lost otherwise. It doesn't just apply to creative direction, it applies to fashion photography. So for example, you would be a fashion photography student and you might be into taking clothes but for brands. Some people just like doing abstract editorial stuff. So when you realize what you want to do, you start twisting the brief to your outcome, to what you want to do. And I guess it kind of helps you find your feet more, because you're like, okay, I like this, so my outcomes are going to be like that. And it kind of helps you more navigate your degree better, because otherwise you'll just have loads of random work and you're just there like, I don't know what to do with this, which is also fine. But I think it gets to a particular point, especially being in third year, where I'm realizing that like, I want it to mean something. I want it to be in addition to the beginning of my career. But yeah, it definitely made me more confident in my approach, and not just in my degree and my briefs, but how I would speak to like work experience mentors and being like, I want to do this. Do you know what I mean? Because otherwise, I remember being in first year being like, hi, yeah, I'll do anything. Like, you just put me here. But then sometimes being quiet or just being shy is not necessarily the best thing. Because people will begin to like mold you, or like the course can mold you into not being the creative, the true potential that you have.
Yeah, no, of course. You do. And that's how some students get a little bit lost.
Yeah.
With their, again, with their pathway. So I was going to ask you, what makes a good director?
What makes a good director?
Now, this time you got to throw your humbleness out the window. You got to say, like, from what you've learned.
Yeah.
And the education that you've got, the knowledge that you've been building up. Like, what have you learned that kind of says, okay, this is something that I can see that's really valuable for me and maybe for other students.
Yeah.
In terms of being a creative director, what can you say?
The main thing is collaborating. I know it sounds really weird, because also when you do projects, you want to be the person that has the name on the end of product, but it doesn't. That actually does not matter to me. I like to share the work and share the process, because just from experience and just from like making my own music video and working with people, having a team is better than doing it on your own, because you'll have that one friend or that one person that knows like how to assemble that set or knows how to arrange the light in a certain way.
Yeah.
And it's good to share the efforts, because you can all make something amazing together. I remember in the beginning of like doing the degree, I hated the group work. I hated it because I just felt like it was very long, and I had this very like, oh, you got to do it like this, you got to do it like that, you got to do it like that. But when you become a director, it's not about you necessarily directing and being bossy, but it's being able to figure out who has the best intentions for the project and putting all of them together. So right. you'll have someone that's really good at sourcing the props.
Yeah.
And you can be like, yeah, like, I want to work with you. You go and get the props. Let's see what we can make. And having someone that can just do BTS or someone that's going to hold the speaker and just play the song over and over again when you need to.
Yeah.
So I think it's about delegating, but it's also about collaborating. But not being bossy, just being able to share efforts. And
yeah.
that speaks for loads of jobs. There's loads of jobs where there's different levels, but you can all come together and make a project. And there's so many, like Apple and Google and whatever, like all these people, it's not just one person behind it. Like there's so many people.
So getting people involved in your project, which obviously you enjoy because it's almost like your baby.
But
making sure that everyone else is also enjoying the process.
Yeah, absolutely.
And making this thing come alive.
Yeah.
It's like, how did it feel? Because I know you did a music video. How did it feel when you finished it?
I finished it.
Yeah. Or maybe while you were doing it, were you nervous at the start? Were you thinking...
Do you know what? On the day when we were filming it, I was like so into the schedule and the book.
Yeah.
But I generally enjoyed it. It feels really weird, but that's... I feel like I wouldn't have been able to enjoy it if I didn't have the tools from people, the confidence that I've gotten along, like the mentoring that I've gotten from people to get to that particular point to film that. Mm. But I loved it. I think it was the bit before it when you don't know what to do, you don't know how to get there, and you're just like, but it wasn't stressful at all. Like it went, like obviously there was things that we got to and we were like, oh, how are we going to do this?
How are we doing this?
Or like we were taking too long on a particular scene and it was like, right, TikTok, we got to go. We need to go to the next one. But then I think I really loved it.
So you were obviously like happy with the end result and...
Yeah.
And yeah, I could imagine.
Yeah, I really loved it.
Okay. That's the thing is, where can people find your music video actually?
My music video.
Is it, can we link it?
Yeah. It'll be below because it's on YouTube.
Okay,
so
cool.
I can.
Cool. We can do that. You can see Lorraine's cool video. I've seen it. It was really nice.
Thank you.
It was really well shot. Some nice colours. I'm loving loving this. And the singer was good too. It was really good.
I'm really happy with it. It's like my first project. I think if anyone's out there thinking about doing something for the first time, just do it. That's like the one advice I can give out, because it was just, that project was a long time of procrastination.
So was that a university project or was that your own personal project?
It was my
project?
Own personal project.
So cool.
But honestly, I think I was too scared to do it for a long time, but now I'm glad I did it.
Okay.
I wish I did it sooner.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad.
So it's interesting because you've said collaborating, but now... What's really cool is that you've kind of said also you should also be doing your own personal projects outside of your uni course. So there's a lot. You've been doing a lot.
Like, do you know what? If whoever is listening, don't let it overwhelm you.
Yeah, it's true.
Like we said in previous episodes, if you're not enjoying it, it's time to take a break.
Yeah, take a break.
Because
step back.
We're creatives. Like, we should be enjoying what we're doing. Like, it's not supposed to be hard work. But I think there is a particular way that you can, like, use university to your full advantage. And I wouldn't have been able to do that without the resources that was at university, et cetera. Or, like, the people, sometimes not even about the space, about the people that you meet and how they know someone.
Yeah.
Because, funny enough, a girl on my course knew the singer who she put me in contact with to shoot her. So it's all full circle. So it's not like, don't see it as a really daunting list. Like, gotta do this, gotta do that, gotta do that, gotta get work experience, gotta get a job, I gotta go to my lecture, gotta submit my work, I gotta get an A, I gotta get this.
Yeah.
Like, it literally is all one big loop of networking and this and that and that. But yeah.
That's so cool.
I hope that was useful.
No, I found that useful.
I hope I didn't bore you.
No, I found that useful. I found that useful a lot. Because I don't know, maybe I might be a director one day. I might have to be like, yo, Lorraine.
Oh, I'll see you on the set.
Yeah. delegating. Excuse me.
Thanks for listening, guys.
But yeah, no, it was really good. Thank you, Lorraine.
Can't wait for the next episode, which is all about Omar.
No, not me. But yeah, you'll hear about my sort of creative confidence advice on the on the next episode. But yeah, have a good one, guys. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening. If you got any questions, drop us a DM on Instagram at UAO_insights. Don't forget to check out the Insights website and resources in the links below. See ya.